Your North Iowa news continues on KCHA. A Mason City man, previously convicted of leading law enforcement on a high-speed vehicle pursuit, has been arrested again for a similar offense. The Cerro Gordo County Sheriff's Office says just after 9:30 Tuesday night, a deputy attempted a traffic stop near 6th Street and North Federal Avenue in Mason City, but the suspect's vehicle fled. During the pursuit, 37-year-old Clay Kelvig allegedly drove at high speeds, including through the construction zone on South Federal Avenue. A deputy squad car was damaged during the pursuit, which ended after Kelvig's vehicle also sustained significant damage, and he was arrested near the intersection of 5th and South Vermont. Kelvig is charged with eluding, enhanced for two prior convictions of eluding, making it a Class C felony. He also faces charges of possession with intent to deliver marijuana, possession of drug paraphernalia, driving while barred, and no proof of insurance. He's being held in the Cerro Gordo County Jail on a total of $20,000 bond. Court records show Kelvig was convicted of aggravated eluding in August 2022, stemming from a high-speed pursuit which ended after he crashed his vehicle into a tree and then tried to flee on foot. That same month, Kelvig was also convicted of driving a vehicle without owner's consent. His criminal record also includes convictions for second-degree theft in July 2018 and again in July 2019, plus first-degree theft, second-degree criminal mischief, and third-degree burglary in 2017. A Northeast Iowa man accused of having sex and supplying drugs to an underage female will be allowed to possess a firearm during his probation, but only for work. The Fayette County Sheriff's Office arrested 29-year-old Taylor Kepler and 23-year-old Henry Hamlet, both of Arlington, in January. Kepler was charged with three counts of drug distribution to a minor, Class B felonies, plus five counts of third-degree sex abuse, Class C felonies. Hamlet faces 10 counts of third-degree sex abuse. Fayette County law enforcement says both men repeatedly had sex with an underage female victim, starting when she was 14 and continuing after she turned 15. Kepler was also accused of giving cocaine to the victim. During an interview with a forensic psychologist at the Child Protection Center at Allen Memorial Hospital in Waterloo in January, the victim said she first became acquainted with Hamlet in November 2023 and with Kepler in July 2024, with initial contact with both men coming through social media. Last month, Kepler pleaded guilty to one count of delivery of cocaine to someone under 18, a Class B felony, with all other charges dismissed. He was placed on 3-year supervised probation, which prohibits his possession of any firearms. However, on Tuesday, Fayette County District Court Judge John Sullivan approved the defense's request to modify the terms of Kepler's probation because he is a butcher and requires the use of a firearm during the slaughtering of animals. Hamlet has pleaded not guilty, and his trial is currently scheduled to begin January 14, 2026. The defense has been granted their request to consolidate cases against a Northeast Iowa man accused of sexually abusing and exploiting an underage female. The Allamakee County Sheriff's Office arrested 54-year-old Jonathan Hillesheim of Waterville in July on four counts of second-degree sexual abuse of a child under 12, all Class B felonies, one count of lascivious acts with a child, a Class C felony, and one count of incest, a Class D felony. According to criminal complaints, an interview of a juvenile female at the Allen Child Protection Center in Waterloo detailed her alleged sexual abuse by Hillesheim. Investigators say he sexually assaulted the girl at least 100 times at his residence in rural Allamakee County. The original trial information alleged the illicit activity occurred between January 2014 and June 2019, but an order approved in September amended the time frame to as early as January 2013. Subsequent search warrants executed at Hillesheim's home also alleged he possessed child pornography, leading to a charge of sexual exploitation of a minor, possessed depiction of a minor in a sex act, a Class D felony. In August, Hillesheim pleaded not guilty to the sexual abuse charges. On October 28th, he pleaded not guilty to the child pornography charge, which came 2 days after his attorney filed a motion to consolidate both cases into one trial, arguing that evidence from both cases would cross over into two separate trials. Last Friday, Judge Laura Parrish agreed and approved an order to consolidate the two cases into one. With that, Hillesheim's trial was continued to January 28, 2026 in Allamakee County District Court. He remains held in the Allamakee County Jail on a combined $130,000 cash-only bond. An Oklahoma man is facing a firearms charge in Northeast Iowa. Hudson police say they responded to an apartment complex in the 400 block of Fast Lane in Hudson around 6:30 Wednesday night to investigate a reported domestic disturbance and weapons violation. Officers were initially told people were arguing inside the residence when a gun was fired. The bullet reportedly passed through a bedroom wall. After further investigation, police determined the shooting had taken place 6 days earlier. No one was injured. Garen Osborne of Sepulpa, Oklahoma, was arrested on a charge of reckless use of a firearm and was booked into the Black Hawk County Jail. Tonight on 95.9 KCHA, Iowa State men's basketball against Grambling State, broadcast time 6 o'clock. Tonight on Fab Oldies 1580 AM and 103.3 FM KCHA, UNI men's basketball against Cal State Northridge, pregame at 6:30. Saturday, UNI football against Murray State on Fab Oldies KCHA, broadcast time at 12. And Saturday afternoon on 95.9 KCHA, Iowa State football at TCU, 12:30 broadcast time. I'm Mark Pitts reporting at your North Iowa News on KCHA, also available online at kchanews.com.